president is not a bit, I mean, he said, you're not a bit sensitive about bad pictures of me up on here. But that after doing that, he used the cover deliberately. And we've come, we have been flooded with calls and letters in the White House, just
sure.
Outrage, right?
Outrage
for this, and we want to know what the hell, how are we doing business here? And yeah, Nick, now I want you to play a little game here, if you will. And you can say, I hesitate to say this, but it's probably a low-level person in line in your organization. But as you may recall, and many of our calls reflect this point too, 75% of your editorial staff in the time you would like endorsed indicated that they opposed the president. And we understand that this was a deliberate job planned at the highest levels of the editorial staff line in the photographic department. Now, I want you to use those terms exactly, and I want you to use them at a very high level, and I want you to be tough as a son of a bitch, because we're going to cut the bastards off. Okay. Talk to Rogers about that. I mean, he can give you an idea. What did Bill say in the intention conversation?
Well, just he was making the point that we should move Manning and turn off.
Manning not mistreating him. But what else?
No, he wasn't.
No, at all.
He was completely on the other side. He said, we have a chance, or you have a chance. There is a chance in the second term, hopefully, to have Richard Nixon perceived as he leaves office in broader terms than simply
as a damn good technician,
as president, who had
a lucky technician.
That's right. But rather as not only, and he says, there's no question he'll go down as skillful, cold, courageous, and bold. I was mixing courageous and bold. But the question is, how much will he also go down as heart, as a guy that people wanted to follow, that was you know, that people responded to it. He says, we know what he does. And then he went back to the old the night he talked to the Jews in Hollywood, and they all leaped on their chair. Oh, they all hated, you know, they were, what was it, 52 or sometime he recalled some meeting where you spoke to a group of Jewish leaders who were all against you. In Hollywood, at the end, they were all up on
well,
the chair.
Could I suggest that you might have told Bill and I to think there have been at least 100 people.
I did.
I said, Bill, do you remember?
I said, there have been.
You've been the main.
Okay.
People have had tears in their eyes, all
that's
that.
That's right.
And not a goddamn thing, because our goddamn staff get out on that sort of thing.
Well, the
reason is that you've got the only guy to do it, there's more.
No, there are others.
But they, who had a heart other than more? I mean, when I say has a heart, I mean has a heart and isn't embarrassed about showing it. Everybody's got a heart, I know that.
Some of the younger guys do, and they've tried to
tell you can't do it, see. They haven't got this girl.
You can't.
No.
But he has a boob, anyway. He doesn't move. I see it that way. But, that's what I meant by talking to Bill. He sees the opportunity and the fact.
And
the fact that makes the point that we ought to try to move to it somehow.
The fucking staff. You've got the recommendations on that yet, haven't you? You realize it has to go far. Yeah, that's the ones that worked out those terrible receptions I received on both occasions I was there.
Charlie Yost's crew.
No, yes, the whole group. They're all over the room. And I'm going to tell him that he's become a captain of it too. He is the very strong. He's a wonderful, nice man. He's got a lot of heart. So we need more heart in the staff. I agree. I'll do this thing with Sapphire. He won't get that across.
You get some of it.
You get a bit, but in a gimmicky, tinny way, as I pointed
out. No, I think you can get me
the other one. I suppose this fellow, Andrews, might be a guy to write a book or write something. He sits in on things now and then, but I've seen hanging there dozens of times, and I've never seen anything get out.
Well, he moves it up, so he doesn't have to be up. He just can't do it.
I mean, it's not his fault. I understand. He's sitting behind him. Yes. See, feel it. He's got to feel it, you know. He's got to feel it.
He's got to feel your whole thing. Anders does. Gavin did. He carries it. Interestingly enough, does. The Moynihan type who sees it and then gets all girded up about it and runs out and does something. Does it with great believability.
Didn't quite hack it. He's a wonderful guy, but he can't. He's got great ideas.
He's helpful in looking at stuff, though.
Yes, he is. Counselor, just a... On your PR thing, though. Should you not really sit down and have a real PR meeting? And I know what you've been talking about. I'll bet you I'll lay you money with it. Or all the technical things. How are these announcements going to be made and so forth and so on? They aren't getting on this, are they, Bob?
No. The problem here is, very realistically, we can only get so much done. I think we're making a mistake trying to do too much.
Okay.
I think we're getting chopped up and we're not doing any of it very well. And,
you mean like what? You
well, we're rushing these appointments through. We're not getting them. The thing's set up right. We're going through this thing of trying to get it all. We're trying to get them set up.
But Bob, we've got to do it just as you
I understand that.
But we just so they get to work.
We can't. You've only got a couple of us doing it. We aren't really covering the ground
the way we should. Could you? I think you ought to have Colson stay with you now.
We're Colson's useless up here. Colson's value is in getting some of this done. Now that we've got him settled and he gets over his own internal agonizing. Tonight, I think we ought to get him launched, and we ought to get him going on input and on getting some of these things done. He's an operator with
the apparatus. Got to check out. If Brandon could be cleared for Secretary of Labor, we got to get him cleared.
Yeah.
If he can't be.
Yeah, no.
And I've got to get from Alex some recommendations or somebody on who else we can consider for that damn transportation job on the Congress. Well, then if you say we've got, he's fine with me. I don't give a shit in the Secretary of Congress. How about the woman? Would you do transportation?
No. Probably not.
Could Bull Calloway?
Yeah. How far? Well, I think transportation, we ought to go for our ethnic.
Go for another ethnic. But we're going to put Scalia in the UN. We don't have to. Scalia gives us an Italian. I got that type one. About how to handle
it. Talk to him. I think you should let me do it.
Active I ever saw. And I'm gonna
well, no, I think you should. I think you should.
I'm gonna be cold as hell.
You should make a passing reference to something, and it'll come up in some way.
Right.
Watch for the opportunity, and you should make it damn clear to him without ever saying that you saw it and that if you were.
It was a very
damaging piece of work.
The others, I don't mind. I said, the Cheshire stuff doesn't matter. This was damaging.
You ought to indirectly let it be filtered into his consciousness because he worries about stuff like that. He ought to be worried about it. It's the golden opportunity. That's the one plus about that article. It's finally the chance that Henry cannot refute. To say, look what happens to you when you bounce around doing this. You're getting off half cocked here, and it's harmful to the president, and certainly not helpful to you. Because it's not. That article made Henry look up and ask, too.
You think it did?
I think it did, yes.
I thought it did.
Because I think, you know, he is the second cup. Part of what his strength has been is that he's seemed to be a little more low-key type guy.
I wouldn't mind if you let Rogers read that memorandum. No. I don't want him to think that I think that I'm thinking of this.
What I would like to do is rewrite it as my thoughts.
Right.
And I'd like to let several people read it as my thoughts. Okay, I've done that with your memoranda sometimes. I've taken on it. It's a damn little rewrite, but it just recast it so that it isn't. I don't think you want anybody having
think that I'm thinking you're the audience.
I think it's better. Now, if I'm thinking it out, then I'll figure out that you raised it somehow. But,
Mary Nixon, you think a little about about that.
Yeah,
somebody that does have heart and a nice feel. I think that's a bright Roger Johnson.
I think he could be very, very good in here. The real question is the personal one, whether
Gabe will move back here in the line.
Would you do the start the checking?
Yeah.
Now, if he does that, you're going to have to, if you would anyway, give him a little family type stuff.
I'd love to.
Be good to have him around. It's kind of
then I have somebody that I could take. It's like when I want to go up to a camping with about my son to take him along. And he doesn't get in my hair.
Right.
He's like me, you know.
He'd really be much better than Roger Johnson. Kind
of Roger said, no. Yeah. A wonderful fellow, but he's the life's passed me by now. But Eddie, you see, can come up when he makes a useful input. And he's fun. Pat likes him. Because he very much like Gay. My brother Don is looking sick, but I come talk to him. When I was in Florida, have a quiet check made.
Eddie can handle the Don problem. He can handle all the relatives. He can handle some of Don Candlestick's shots, you know. He can make telephone calls. He can be on that phone all day long.
He can do things, Bob, that are
nepotism too much.
My brother.
Sure, it does, in a sense, but it isn't nearly as bad as about making your brother Attorney General of the United States when he's never
married. I'm just saying he's yours.
He's a guy you like to have around. He's helpful. He's able to talk to people. He's on your wavelength. He proved himself in the campaign as a surrogate for the president, in a sense. And a president needs a surrogate. You can't see everybody that wants to see you and needs to talk to you about things. But
yeah, we got somebody to work right now on the foundation thing.
Yeah.
Outhouse, you know, I think.
think it's just
we've tried that, and it's not working.
Oh, yeah, it does work.
We've done it very successfully.
Our people have hosted it, I understand.
That's right.
Well, they don't always.
And we don't always have our people hosting, but we,
in order to get it used, we've had our people hosting. So you've got a hell of a lot of seats.
28 seats a night.
There.